Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 477. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including the postage and handling. We have some music tonight for you. We've got a very good message, a powerful message from the Lord. Some Bible reading from the book of Haggai. We've got some letters. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask him to anoint me and also to and everyone on this panel. And for the Lord to open up your hearts, your minds, and your spirits so that you can receive the things that the Lord, by using us as his channels, to get the message to you of these latter days. And this message of the latter days has been going on for quite a few years, and we're right at the very last few seconds of time. So it is very important for you to listen very well, because the Lord, even though he does repeat himself, he means everything that he's saying. And I don't know, you know, how many times the Lord is going to allow you to hear this message. This is probably it, unless you order the CD or audio tape. So, Father, we ask that you open the windows of heaven and pour out your Spirit. You're living in me, and you're living in every born-again Christian. And, Lord, that I just despise the fact that the Catholics are calling themselves Christians, and that they're hiring these mercenaries overseas call black water, and they're talking about waterboarding, which means to torture people. The mercenaries that the government is hiring and has hired, and they're getting paid around $650 a day, while our troops, and they're doing the same thing our troops do, but our troops are getting very little finances. These are special people that the Vatican and our president loves, and so it's causing a lot of discontent overseas. First of all, this was not a war that was caused by the people overseas. We're the ones that started it, and we started it based on a lie. Lord, I ask that you open up the spirits, the hearts, and minds, and souls of everyone to receive the Word of God, because they are doing these waterboarding, which is drowning people by hand, putting cloths over their nose that are drenched with water. They're advocating the president, and of course the Pope is making him do it, advocating torture. Lord, how could they be Christians when they torture people? And how could these people in the black water be Christians if they're over there with a vow to kill anyone? These are not your people. They're not Christians, Father. And Lord, we ask that the American people rise up. This is supposed to be a country that is run by the living God. You're supposed to be the father of everything that's been born, that's alive, and we should live by the word of Jesus, because there isn't anything that is of any value. Now, if people continue, if this government, and under the orders of the Pope, continues on with this torture and this black water overseas and does these wars, the plagues from you will even be worse. And so I would suggest to the president very strongly to make sure that you don't sign any bill to authorize, even though the Pope is telling you to do it, you better not authorize this waterboarding or torture of people. Because folks out in the world in Radio Land, if they're allowed to do that to the enemy, they're going to say that you're the enemy. They actually are now saying that we Christians are the enemy and that God is the enemy. and that Satan is the friend of people. Lord, rebuke the devil, rebuke these people, and let them continue to be rebuked until they either repent or give up this ghost. Father God, anoint this service. Change people's lives. Make them real Christians, not Catholics. Real, born of the Spirit Christians, not those that worship Mary, but those that worship you. Because you're the Savior of the world, not her, or anyone else. Father, and strengthen the church in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Now, praise the Lord. This is Porter Wagner week over here at the Alamo Christian Ministries. And Porter was a very good friend of mine. While I was designing clothing, I designed two or three suits for Porter. Most of his suits were done by Nudie, and I told Porter that I could do a better job than him, and I did. And we recorded at Porter's studio, and Porter and I sang a song together, and it was written by Dolly Parton. And here it is right now, Lord, Hold My Hand. Porter Wagner and myself singing it together, okay?
I do be kind. Let me never hesitate to help my brother walking blind. Just hold my hand and strengthen me. Hold my hand lest I lose my way. Hold my hand and lead me home. Guide each step that I might take. Hold my hand and keep me strong.
Praise the Lord. Well, praise the Lord. Okay, so, you know, I was just talking with people regarding the Pope and how wicked he is. And, you know, whenever he traveled, he was so afraid to die. And he had hundreds of thousands of guards and helicopters and airplanes and everything. And they built special ramps for him in for his Pope Mobile in Canada. And I sent some of our people over there to just inform the people of Canada of how wicked this man was. And even though he did have hundreds of thousands of guards, because he was afraid to die, because he knew where he's going. Amen?
Amen.
He died. Yeah?
Amen.
So all the hundreds of thousands of people that try to stop you from dying, or that try to protect you from dying, that won't do you any good. You know, you could get into a bedroom in a temple, a castle, and lock it with 100 locks, and have thousands of guards around that temple, or yet mansion, and the death angel is unseen. He goes right through the door of the entrance of the castle and walks down the corridor with a smile on his face. He's smiling at you. Pope, he's smiling at you, Bush, and Clinton, and all you people, the death angel. Lock your doors if you may. But then he goes right into your chamber, and your bedroom, your chamber becomes the death chamber, because he just has to touch you. The spirit of the Lord just, the death angel just has to say, come on, and you cannot hold back your spirit, the Bible says. Amen?
Amen.
When the Lord calls you, when the angel calls your name, that's it. There's no more. Then what good has all your allegiance done to the Pope, or for that matter, mankind, any of mankind? Now, you've brainwashed or brain damaged the people of this world so much that they actually are following you. The Bible says that Satan has deceived the entire earth. It's the spirit of Satan in his body. It's a one-man deal. It's a corporate body of one man, which is the Antichrist, which is also the Roman Catholic, Satan's body that he's living in. Now, there's the first Adam and the last Adam. The first Adam was sinned, and he's dead, and he's going to hell, unless he repents. But then, all of a sudden, there's the last Adam, and that's Christ. And the bride of Adam was Eve. He came out of her body, and the bride of Christ comes out of Christ's body. As a matter of fact, we become one with him. We become his body. And all you married men and women out there, your wife or your husband happens to be half the body with you. It's the husband and the wife that make one body, whether you're having sexual relationships or not. You're still in this together, in the Spirit of the Lord, in the work of God. And therefore, you must comply with company regulations, or else you have to comply with Satan. But, you know, if you read the Bible, which even if you did, it wouldn't be any good because you've chosen to serve Satan. The Bible says that God wins this battle, amen?
Amen.
And that those of us that are the body of Christ where he lives, because we won't, we refuse to be the body of Satan where he lives, we've got it made. Lord blesses us here on this earth, and he curses you. And we're going to be reading some scriptures in regard to that sort of thing from the book of Haggai. So make sure you get your Bibles ready so that you can read along with us. And right now, however, you know, then you're going to see that God, because of the fact that you don't believe that you should be the house of God, God says that ye are the house of God. You're the temple where God lives. Our bodies are the temple where the Lord lives. And you're saying, well, this is not the time. And this is what the first chapter of Haggai says. These people say, well, it's not the time for us to build the temple of God. Well, the temple of God, when God, through Christ, enters you by the Spirit, that's just the beginning of building the temple of God. Then we read the Word, we study it, and we pray, and we do what it says so that the Lord gives his increase to the life of Christ in us. Christ starts developing and growing up in us. First, we read the milk of the Word, and we're taught that. And then we begin reading and being taught the stronger Word of God. And then when we become full-grown, when Christ becomes full-grown in us, then we start eating the beefsteak of the Word of God. And so that's called building the house of God, because us as just mere human beings, just when the Spirit enters into us, that's when Christ is first born. In fact, actually the fullness of the Godhead bodily enters us. And then he wants to see how much you want to enter the kingdom of heaven by seeing that you abstain from sin. And that you are able to abstain from sin by absorbing the Word of God, which is spirit and life. As a matter of fact, the Word of God is Christ. The Bible states that Christ is the Word of God. So believe on Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, the whole Word of God, and thou shalt be saved. Not just, oh, I believe in Christ, you say that. That doesn't mean anything in the eyes of the Lord. But to believe, really believe, to study, to keep your eyes focused on the Lord all the time, get your eyes off of sin, Satan, the world, the flesh, the lusts, all the lusts of the flesh, the eyes, and the pride of life, and to walk in the Spirit, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, and then you're saved. And as long as you continue doing that to the end, you shall be saved. But if you don't, the Lord will blot your name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. There remains no more repentance for you. No more repentance. Because the Lord only died once for us. And he's not, even if you think he should, and that he's some kind of a slave for you, that he's going to come and die every time you sin. That ain't the way it is, folks. Okay, that just ain't the way it is. So listen carefully, because the Lord may never repeat these things to you again. Each word of God is precious, and God means everything that he says. So he doesn't really feel like he should repeat it. He's not going to repeat it. You have to repeat it to yourself. You have to study the Word, because the reproof of the Word of God is the way to have eternal life. Amen?
Amen.
So you have to reprove yourself. You have to listen to these tapes again and again. When you're feeling low, or you don't feel the devil is causing some trouble or confusion, get into the Word of God and just relax and let the Lord do the driving. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Because that's the way to have eternal life. That's really the way to have eternal life. The church life is not something organized or something regulated by the teaching of man. I can teach you these things all day long. And you can read the Bible all the time, but if you don't do what the Bible says to do, and that's the church life, which you can see in the book of Acts. The church life is the Word of God. The church life is Christ living out his life through you and myself. In a corporate body, in a corporate way, corporations have secretaries, they have executives, they have salespeople, they have, even in the buildings where they occupy, they have janitors, they have all kinds of different offices. What's a body of Christ? It's a building, a church that the Lord wants to live his life out in each individual in the corporation, so that they don't slack off some days, so that it puts their work on other people. We have to learn to trust each other that we're going to do what the Lord says. Some people don't listen to, they don't pay any attention to the Bible. They don't read the messages. They don't listen to the tapes or the CDs. And some of them just walk right off, and they just forfeit. They just throw in the towel for everything that God promised them. Everybody has to keep the commandments in their office. Everyone has an office to keep. And, the mechanics have to keep their office. They have to keep the, because our particular ministry is a mobile one. We go to different cities and witness and testify. And, of course, there's purchasing agents, and they have to not complain about their job. If they start complaining, that means they're falling away from the Lord. And if they're not diligent, it makes it to where I have to do it. You know, there's different things that need to be ordered, and if people say, I just do it myself, because I know how to do it a million times better than they do. So, if my toe starts saying, I want to be the elbow, or my neck, or my eyes, it can't be that way, because if you're an elbow, then receive it, okay? Receive the fact that that's what you are. Or if you're a toe, receive the fact that what you are. To me, I didn't care whether I was a toe. I didn't even care if I was the big toe. I didn't care if I was the little toe or if I was the toenail. And that's what some people used to call me, Toenail Alamo. All right, that's not fine. I don't see anybody laughing. They have a sense of humor over here. So it can't be that you can be what you want to be. If you want to just be a member of Christ's body, then let him select what it is that he wants you to be and do. Amen?
Amen.
That's just the corporate way of life. That's just the corporate way that the Lord made the human body. That nose might have a nice nose, and your hand wants to be the nose. Huh? No, no, no. Okay. That's the way that the Lord made the corporate body of Christ, that he lives in you. You live in Christ, and Christ lives in you. You live Christ, and I live Christ, and we allow Christ to live his life in and through us. This very Christ unites us together in one body. He unites us together. If we take our office and don't complain, the Lord hates murmurers and complainers, and the Lord also hates people that go around the church and try to undermine anybody in the church, especially the leader of a church that God has called from out of heaven. Amen?
Amen.
These kind of people, the Lord hates those kind because they're undermining God's movement here on earth. If we're a toe and want to be an ear, it's impossible. So, you know, give that idea up. All right, that's your carnal idea. We have to be, to let the Lord give us our office. Usually people don't like the office that the Lord gives them. I do. One thing I didn't want to do is be a pastor. One thing I didn't want to be is a prophet or a teacher or a preacher. But when I found out the Lord wanted me to do that, then I loved doing it, all right?
Amen.
And so I just wanted to be one of the folks, one of the people, one of the people that are members of the body of Christ. If you're liking the office that you've got, that God has given you, it may be the right office. So you don't ask me, Tony, am I in the right office or not? You have Christ living in you, or you are not saved. You can ask him for yourself. You know where you fit. Don't lie. Like I don't have to tell my toe, hey, get down there again. Okay? My toe doesn't start crawling up my leg to be something else. All right? Go down there. Get down there. I don't have to tell my toe that, or my foot. I'm glad my foot is a foot. I'd be in terrible trouble if it wasn't. I don't have to tell my fingers where to go. I like where they're at. And how about you? You want them on the top of your head or something? And that's it. We all work as one body together in oneness. And then together we have the corporate life. We have to, you know, respect one another. I mean, I might be mad at my toe because it stubs and it hurts, but I'm not going to take a hammer and start pounding on it more. Amen?
Amen.
So you don't want to do that to your brother or sister if they irritate you, or you don't like something they do. You report it to the pastor. That's the correct way, because there's so many people the church that try to be the pastor. Yeah, they throw so many souls that it's just, you can't even count them all. And they're going to have to face God at the judgment bar of God, and they're going to have to pay for every human soul. The blood of every human soul that they've thrown in this church is going to be they're accountable for it. And they may say, actually, they want power so bad that they want to be the head rather than the tail. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that sick?
Amen.
That's very sick. The corporate life of Christ is expressed in the body of Christ, the church, the last Adam. Hallelujah. The church life is not produced by a lot of discussion, because everybody knows what their place is. And the ones that don't know that, they just cause constant trouble. They won't fit in where they belong. Some things they do real well, but they don't want that. They want more and more. To those people, I will that their face becomes their foot, so that they have to have their foot grafted, taken, or cut out of their mouth to teach them a lesson. This is the way of the United Nations in New York, or the United States Congress. They've been elected in, but the Lord has elected us. People have elected the people in the Congress and the Senate, the United Nations in New York, but the Lord is the one that chose us, and that's why they dasn't mess around with the people of the Lord, because the Lord's getting fed up with it. And no Christian, there isn't any Christians that I know of that warn the government to stop doing that, and no one's praying to the Lord to do that. They keep saying that the Pope is wonderful and Bush is wonderful, and that's a lie. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're definitely the corporate body of Satan. And say, we're going to get you for that, Tony. Well, come on. And Father God, if they start coming on, come on to them, Father, and let them know that I have a God, that there is a God in heaven, and that you are the one that takes vengeance. So these civil people or secular people, they've been elected in. But the Lord has elected those of us that are born again of the Spirit. This is not the church life, the way they do it. So, strictly speaking, in the church, there is no need of discussion. The Lord doesn't say discuss the word. He says preach the word. Amen?
Amen.
And you people that hear the word, receive it and stop doing what you're doing, or else God will give your hateful mind. He'll turn it into ashes. He'll burn it up in you like it would be burned up worse than in an electric chair. And you'll be screaming your head off throughout eternity. You stay put where God put you, or else he'll put you in a grave. And this is the word of God that I'm talking about. Isn't that what the word of God says?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
I see a nods. I want to hear an amen.
Amen.
Is that an amen?
Amen.
Okay. We need communication, but we don't need discussion. If we need a lot of discussion, well, that means we are fallen away from the Lord. We are wrong also if we take Christ as everything, all the problems will be done away with. That's the way it'll be. If we take Christ, all the problems will be done away with. Amen?
Amen.
All of the problems will be solved, settled through the cross, through Christ's cross, through his death and resurrection. So if any tell wants to be my eye or my brain, I just put the cross to it. I tell my toe, get down there. Get out of here. Get out of here. And I say that to anybody else that is Vaticanites. They say they're sovereign and that they are not judged by anybody. You people, you're living in a fantasy world. Hopefully you're just kidding. Hopefully you're just kidding. No, Toe, you are not going to become my eye. Okay? You wouldn't want to become my eye anyway. I've got glaucoma. Okay? Pray for me, everybody. All right?
Amen.
My eye is doing a very good job, as good as it can with my glaucoma. And I believe that I have glaucoma for a reason. With all the filth on this earth today, I'm glad I don't have to see it all. I don't have to see hardly any of it. I'm legally blind. I think that my eyes with glaucoma can still see better than any toe can. Amen?
Amen.
If that's a problem, I've got hands that can feel along the way, right? And fingers. Okay, now, my brother and sister, I am very much concerned about this big problem. We may know how to be religious, but we do not know adequately how to take Christ as our law, as our life, just like the law of the life of a baby living in its mother's womb. There's a law there. Amen?
Amen.
It has to be complete. It's growing up, whether she or he wants it to or not. Some women say when they're about ready to have the baby, they say, I can't go through with this. And I just tell them, well, you will. You're going to go through with it, all right. Okay. Well, can you tell me how long it's going to be? And I pray to the Lord, and he says, only a half hour more. Don't worry about it. And it happens that way. Every so often, there is one who doesn't make it. It could be whoever's fault. I'm not going to talk about that right now. So we don't really, or very well, know how to take Christ as our life. That Christ himself may be lived out in our mortal bodies. Because we're the temple of God. Bodies in us. That's why I say in Jerusalem, it doesn't do any good for them to build a temple there because the Lord's word tells us that the temple of God is not built with hands. He now abides in human bodies that receive him. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. So they say, well, the Lord's going to enter in that temple. Well, he has already entered in mine.
Amen.
All right? How about you?
Amen.
We may know the forms and some of the teachings, but do we know the real church life, which is Christ himself living himself out through our bodies as a child takes in the nourishment from his mother and eventually is born? That's a question. We have to let the Lord live himself out in us through us in a corporate way. We have to all get along together. And if you have a bitter spirit, you're dead. You're already lost. So people should praise and thank the Lord because he lives in the praises of the saints. Some people, the Lord says, the reason that they have the problems that they do is because they're not thankful. They're not thankful that they're born again of the Spirit and that they're going to heaven. There's something that they want so bad in this world, and God's not going to give it to them, and they're bitter because they have a demon of some kind of lust. In other words, everyone has their own office. I've mentioned building materials. When people are building a building, I've built many buildings myself. What we do is we find out what we're going to do. Then we order the, we check out the land where we're going to put the buildings and what kind of, we draw it out on a plan of what we're going to build, and then we order the lumber and the steel and all the other different materials. The concrete, yes, put down, first you put in the rough plumbing and then the concrete slab at certain times, and we use those building materials. First, we level the ground out. I've done this many times, and we lay in the plumbing, the rough plumbing, that is. Then we make forms, and we pour the concrete. We set the plumbing in, and the wires, or whatever you want to put in the building, we frame up the walls and the rafters, and we put in the all the timbers. We do everything in a corporate way. Then we call in the concrete man, and he pours the concrete and puts the steel plates in so that we can fasten the steel into the plates, the steel joints of the walls and the ceilings, the roof, and bolt them in and weld them in. Then we put the cross beams in and all the other things that we do until we get the laying the sheetrock, the insulation, and whatever siding we're going to put on the outside and the inside. Before we put the ceiling in, we put the air conditioning and the central heat and air and all the lights, light fixtures. It's a corporate thing. Not everybody does the same thing. Oh, the concrete man does his work, the electrician does his, the plumber does his, and so on and so forth. And that's the way the body of Christ has to work. We need to be definite and subjective. Then we have services, and we have people that are musicians and singers. And then we have people that are able to give testimonies, and people that are able to open the services and bring the message and close the service. We must subject ourselves to the Lord. This wonderful Jesus is living, acting, and moving within us because we're born again. And the Lord moves within me for 43 years to know how to do all these things. And believe me or not, brother and sister, there's not even another person that comes close to my position in this church in the Lord. Mm-hmm. All right? They don't know how to run everything as it were a concert. Anytime they try to get involved, they throw a monkey wrench into the works. And some of them are not even bright enough to ever know that everything they try to do on their own fails because they're toes that want to be the head. Every time that Christ enters into a person, he's being reborn again into the world. And he wants to live his own life out. He wants to live his life out, not yours. You must die. You're not willing to die. You're going to spend eternity in hell in the lake of fire. He wants to live his own life out in you. He doesn't want you to live out what you think. His life is in you, not what you think. It's just like people that try to be singers and they're not singers. People just want to get them done, but a good singer, and he's got a ministry, and some people think they're great singers and they're not. And people just want them out. They complain all the time to me. So I have to do it because it's so irritating to them. And it's also irritating for people that are newborn again Christians that move into the church, and some youngsters in there are trying to teach them the Bible instead of just reading the Bible with them and taking down questions that they have, because, and then asking me, the pastor. Now, I'm not, I don't have to desire my office. God gave me my office, all right?
Amen.
I don't have to want it.
Amen.
I've already got it, and I'm doing a great job.
Amen.
There's another person like me in the whole world that's preaching these kind of messages, all right?
Amen.
And teaching people the right way to go. And I don't need you to tell me what to do. I have Christ. Amen? And I don't even need you to suggest what I'm supposed to do. I don't even go in and tell people how to wash dishes. Amen?
Amen.
I figure, you know, they'll find out soon enough how to bake a cake or make a salad. Well, you know how to do that. I just leave you alone with it. Unless you try to jack it up for me because you don't like because I'm telling you these things. Put too much vinegar in the dressing or something. The Lord wants you to go according to the Word. When He's doing that, He's shining on us and regulating us all the time. The only need is for us to take care of this inner regulating. I remember Susie kept wanting me to preach the gospel. She says, "You're a great preacher," and all that, and help me preach on TV because I'm sick. And I just wouldn't do it because I just figured she could preach more better than I can, and I still to this day think she could. And some people don't believe in women preachers, but I do, and so I don't care what you believe. If you're going to believe differently than the Word of God, then you need to get a hold of the Word of God and see that the Bible says there are such things. And now, when you say that, a lot of women think that they're preachers. Yeah, they're not. I mean, they bore you to death, and they don't get to the point, and they put in things that are not even supposed to be there. They're not. They don't let the Lord live out His words in them. They're not moved by the Holy Spirit to take that office as a preacher, a teacher, evangelist, and a scribe. I prayed for these gifts, and I got them because I knew that there wasn't anybody else around to do it. And the what they call the international government, the Vatican, and its one world government and church, the United Council of Churches, that's all Vatican. And they're just deceiving people with everything they say in the media. We've got some letters to read here, so let's hurry up with that because I want to get some of Haggai in.
From Grosbeck, Texas, to Tony Lamo Ministries. I am writing this letter in response to the order of Spanish newsletters that we recently received from you. Because of the large number of Spanish-speaking inmates housed at this unit, I am requesting that you send us more Spanish materials on our next few orders. We greatly appreciate your constant support to the men of this unit. It has long been our goal to effect positive changes in the lives of our men here at this unit, and you have been a great help in our effort to do so. Once again, thank you for your continued support, and we look forward to receiving your next shipment. Sincerely, Chaplain W. Prince from Limestone County Detention Center, Grosbeck, Texas.
Okay, now, if people can see that people in detention centers that are criminals are being saved through my literature, then how could that be a bad thing, huh? Answer me that. And then ask the Vatican and all the people in the Vatican, in the White House, how could that be a bad thing? Why would Mr. Clinton want to have me assassinated? Why? Because I'm winning people from prison? They don't like that, folks. The Vatican, the devil doesn't like that. But I'm doing that everywhere. Witch doctors, Satan worshippers, and all this. And kill them, they say. The government, this international one world government that hates God, the Bible, his people, and the Antichrist, anti-Christian. They say kill them. Okay, I don't believe the people in the United States or the world want to see people tortured. They come up, well, we have to torture them because they're terrorists. Well, then should we torture the federal or international federal government that had part in blowing up the World Trade Center? Because they're the worst terrorists in the world, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And the federal building and those people at Waco. Why don't we, the people, do according what the Lord says? The Lord says if somebody murders somebody like they're doing, that they need to be put to death. Is that what you guys want, or do you want to repent and accept the Lord? Or anybody that bothers the church of the Lord. Okay, go ahead, keep reading.
Next letters from Ghana, Africa. Dear beloved pastor, may the abundant grace of the Almighty God be showered upon your life. May the blessings of God be granted to you to enable you to win more souls for Christ. I am a second-year student at the senior secondary school. I thought I was a Christian, but never born again until I read your book entitled The Messiah from a friend. In fact, I never knew I was deceived. I was deceiving myself until I laid hands on your book and newsletters. I am now truly born again after reading some of your newsletters and The Messiah book. I have now surrendered my whole life to Christ and have accepted him as my personal Savior. I congratulate you for the good work you are doing for Christ. May he grant you wisdom and long life to do more work for him. I have decided to win more souls for Christ, but unfortunately I don't have a Bible, and I would be very grateful if you could send me one. I also need a personal copy of the Messiah. If there is any other relevant material that will be of help to me, I will receive it wholeheartedly. I also need counseling as to how to go about my evangelism. There's also some things that have been bothering my mind, and I would be happy to have these questions answered for me. If one discovers that the doctrines of his church are not biblical, should he quit that church or should he remain in it?
Quit it. You know, any doctrine other than the Lord is of the devil. Okay, quit it. Get out of there. Then what?
Which of the two is true baptism, being dipped in water or being poured some water on one's head?
Totally immersed into water. John the Baptizer means John the Immerser. Okay? And you have to be totally immersed in water. Otherwise, it's of no value, and you have to have that done after you're saved, not before. Okay, then what?
If I was baptized at a very tender age and I have now found Christ, should I be baptized again?
Yes, because your baptism didn't count before. You're only to be baptized after you're born again of the Spirit. To baptize people when they're just babies is heresy. Okay, it's when you repent of your sins, and the young children are not responsible. When they come to the age of accountability, they're to be saved and then baptized, and then only. Okay, then what?
I can't wait to hear from you. Yours in Christ, Jacob from Badu, Ghana, Africa.
All right, praise the Lord. Now, Sharon, please begin reading from the first chapter of Haggai. Chapter 1, verse 1. Okay, go ahead.
In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Josedech the high priest, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, This people say the time is not come.
In other words, the back then people were saying, It's not the time for me to be saved. The time has not come for me to be saved yet, to build the house of God. Go ahead.
As people say, the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built.
Okay, well, the house of the Lord was built by man's hands then, but it had to be built because the Lord follows here by saying, is it the time to build your house? You people are sealed in your houses. Go ahead, read it.
Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste?
Well, why don't we just put you outside, okay? That's what the Lord is saying. And not be occupying your sealed houses. people a bunch of mud pies created by God? Okay, then what?
Now therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much and bring in little.
Yeah, so in other words, God's cursing them. They've sown a lot of seed out in their field, and there's nothing much that comes in. That's a curse. Then what?
Ye eat, but ye have not enough.
Yeah, there's you eat, the Lord gives you enough to eat, but you're not full. Because that's a curse. Then what?
Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink.
Yes.
Ye clothe you, but there is none warm.
Yeah, I mean, you've got cheap clothes, very thin clothing, and you're not warm. Then what?
And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes.
Yeah, some of you people say, I wonder where the money's gone. Man, I make money and all the money's gone and I have to borrow money at the end of the month because that's a curse. Okay, then what?
Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways.
Yeah, think about that. Think about that, he's saying. Think of your ways. Consider your ways. Then what? See if you're sinning against me or not. Then what?
Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord.
Yeah, he says, build the house of God. That's back in the Old Testament when the house of God was built with hands. Then what?
You looked for much, and lo, it came to little.
Yeah. Don't look for anything unless you're keeping the commandments. Then what?
And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts? Because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man unto his own house.
Yeah. Okay, so because you don't build my house, and you just tell everybody, go home now, then what else?
Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit.
Okay, and so you don't have dew, you don't have rain, and you don't have any fruit. And my time is up, and it just keeps going on and on, the curses that happen when people don't build the house of God. Now the way you build the house of God is what I told you earlier, is you accept Christ into your heart, and then the building blocks are actually the Word of God. The building blocks are the power of God that He gives you to continue serving Him to the end. The building blocks in the house of God that you are, where you grow up to the fullness of Christ, or Christ grows up to His fullness in you, that's the Word of God. But first, you have to you just say, Lord, now is not the time to be saved. Oh, yes, it is. And if not, you're going to be cursed in this world and cursed forevermore and throughout eternity. So don't be cursed in this world. Don't do that. Accept the Lord by saying this prayer. Say to the Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that He died on the cross and shed His precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the only detergent in this world that can take sin away, and that's your blood that you shed on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. Now just raise your hands up and rejoice that you're saved. Have joy now and blessings from the Lord, and keep in the word, and keep praising and thanking the Lord because He saved your soul. And that's the most important event that could ever happen in your entire life. So, Sharon, tell them how to receive a copy of Program number 477, that's this program. Please specify whether you want a CD or audio tape. They're free.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
If you're a born-again Christian, you know that the angel band one of these days is going to come and get you and take you right up into heaven. But if you're not born again of the Spirit, the death angel is going to come into the corridors and into your bedroom and or wherever you are. Maybe it'll be a wreck on the freeway or a two-lane highway or something, and you're going straight into the lake of fire, the pit of hell, and then later the lake of fire. But here's Porter Wagner. He's already met the Angel Band. He's in heaven, I know it. And here he is singing Angel Band by popular request.
My latest sun is sinking fast. My race is nearly run. My strongest trials now are past. My triumph has begun.
To my